Let's get to Campy Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Amy Jo from Franklin.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Good.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Amy Jo?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five Thank pop culture too. Trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. Producer Dan is back.
Yes.
And has a little bit more control over the questions. While you were gone, intern Mac was coming in hard and hot.
He didn't want anyone to have a good time, huh?
Apparently, he was treating it like it was his own $100. Sal came in at one point and just gave him a hug and said, I love you.
Well, thank you for holding down the fort, but it'll be a little less painful now.
Here we go. Question number one. Today is National Lasagna Day. Which famous character that started as a comic strip loves lasagna?
Garfield.
The 2024 Olympics opened in Paris over the weekend. Arguably, the most famous electronic music duo is from France. They're known for hits like One More Time and Get Lucky. Name the duo.
No, I have no idea.
Josh Radnor turning 50 years old today. He played the lead character Ted Mosby in How I Met Your Mother. What was Ted's career on the show?
I don't know. I don't know.
Question number four. 18 years ago today in 2006, Pamela Anderson married Kid Rock. They divorced 4 months later. Kid Rock once fist fought another one of Pamela's ex-husbands at the MTV Video Music Awards. Who did he fight? Who's her ex-husband?
Tommy Lee.
What a white trash love triangle.
Question number five. Billy Joel brought out Axl Rose for three songs at his 150th final Madison Square Garden residency show. One of Billy Joel's most famous songs is Vienna. Which country is Vienna located in?
Austria?
All right.
I have no idea.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Look at that, Dan. Order is restored. Order is restored. Intern Mac, how did that feel hearing those questions, knowing that producer Dan had a little bit more control over them?
I'm going to be honest. It was a little bit painful because, you know, I didn't hear people crying after question two. So I was a little sad, but, you know, I can understand.
Your thirst for power.
A month.
I am enraged right now, and I bet Sal's kind of mad too. So he and I can catch about this later, but it's all right.
Kennedy,
and your group
welcome
chat
back.
With Sal.
Amy Jo got 3 out of 5 correct. These are tough.
Right,
are you ready?
Yes.
Today is National Lasagna Day. Which famous character that started as a comic strip loves lasagna?
Garfield.
1-1. The 2024 Olympics opened in Paris over the weekend. Arguably, the most famous electronic music duo is from France. They're known for hits like One More Time and Get Lucky. Name the duo.
Daft Punk?
2-1. Josh Radnor turns 50 today. He played the lead character Ted Mosby in How I Met Your Mother. What was Ted's career on the show?
Oh, I have no idea.
Architect. 2-1. Question number four. 18 years ago today in 2006, Pamela Anderson married Kid Rock. They divorced 4 months later. Kid Rock actually got into a fist fight with another one of Pamela's ex-husbands at the MTV Video Music Awards. Who did he fight? Who's her ex?
Tommy Lee.
3-2. Question number five. Billy Joel brought out Axl Rose for three songs at his 150th and final Madison Square Garden residency show. One of Billy Joel's most famous songs is Vienna. Which country is Vienna located in?
Austria.
That is it. Look at that. 4-3 is the final score. That's the most anybody's gotten right in a while, Dan. It was a lot of 2-1.
It really is.
It was a lot of 2-1s last week.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to this just for the lulz.
Dan, I swear, Dan. It was a moment.
All right, Kennedy gets the win. Amy Jo, you don't get the cash, but you're not leaving empty-handed. We have for you a pair of tickets to the Gold Over America Tour coming October 6th to the TD Garden. You can watch Simone Biles and so many of your other favorite stars of the gymnastics world leap into action. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You've got those tickets for free, okay?
Thank you so much. You just made one 10-year-old little girl very happy.
Oh, I love that. What's her name?
Aww.
Her name is Joey. She's the girl I nanny for, and she's a big gymnast.
She's going to love this.
I'm going to walk into work and give those to her. She's going to be very happy.
Amazing stuff. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Amy Jo from Franklin, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy right now.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Kendra from Boston via Oklahoma.
Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Kendra, so you work at the Air Force? You work at the Air Force base?
Yes, I do.
Are you in the military?
No, I am a civilian, but I've been working for the Air Force for 15 and a half years.
Oh, well. Well, thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you.
Through your civilian
Indeed.
Job. will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please go out of the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Producer Dan is back.
Yes.
Intern Mac was really just trying to protect all of our boss's money while you were gone.
I know. I heard he got power hungry and went crazy with the questions.
No, it was. These were really, really hard, Dan. So it's good to have you back. A sense of normalcy has returned to the show.
This is Mac's villain origin story.
Question number one, Deadpool and Wolverine opened up with $205 million domestic box office, making it the eighth biggest opening of all time. It also set the record. Oh, wait, that's the wrong question. That's the wrong question. My apologies.
I was going to say.
On this day in 1928, the first test footage of Steamboat Willie with Mickey Mouse was created. Who's the creator of Mickey Mouse?
Walt Disney.
Question number two. On this day in 1957, the first episode of The Tonight Show with Jack Parr as host premiered on NBC. Who is the current host of The Tonight Show?
Jimmy Fallon.
Wanya Morris turns 51 today. He's part of the most successful group in music history with over 60 million records sold. They have songs like Motown Philly and End of the Road. Name the group.
Boyz II Men.
Disney Plus and BBC announced a Doctor Who spinoff series. What does the doctor use to time travel in?
I don't know.
Oh, you were cooking too.
Question number five. The Olympic Games are underway. En français. Name all five colors of the Olympic rings.
Red, white, blue, green. Orange. I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Hey, back of a business card. What's Oklahoma like? Because I'll probably never go there.
It's hot during the summer. We don't get snow like Massachusetts. No, some areas, yes.
It's beautiful.
Kind of hilly. It is pretty out in some areas. I live. It's okay.
That should be their state motto. Oklahoma.
It is, actually. Okay.
Boomer I've sooner. Lived there all my life, and I really want to go somewhere else. But Massachusetts is too cold for me in the winter. So,
I get it.
This is the greatest weather right now because it's like over 100 in Oklahoma. So.
Wow. Kennedy, Kendra got 3 out of 5 correct. These
All
are
right,
tough.
Well done, my friend.
I mean, not as hard as what intern Mac was doing, but these are hard. Question number one. On this day in 1928, the first test footage of Steamboat Willie with Mickey Mouse was created. Who's the creator of Mickey Mouse?
Walt Disney.
Tied at one. Question number two. On this day in 1957, the first episode of The Tonight Show with Jack Parr as host premiered on NBC. Who is the current host of The Tonight Show?
So tonight's show is Fallon. Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon's correct. Tied at two. Wanya Morris turns 51 today. He's part of the most successful, one of the most successful groups in music history, with 60 million records sold. They have songs like Motown Philly and End of the Road. Who are they?
Oh, Boys to Men.
Oh, jeez. Thought you about to lose a like your 80s, 90s card there, Kennedy.
They're not 80s.
Weren't they late 80s, early 90s?
I feel like they're early early to mid-90s.
Yeah, maybe.
Doing a little East Coast swing.
Tied at three, question number four. Disney Plus and the BBC announced a Doctor Who spinoff. What does the Doctor use to time travel?
The TARDIS.
Which is?
It's a phone booth.
It is the TARDIS, a phone booth, yes.
You guys remember phone booths?
4-3, question number five. The Olympic Games are underway. En français, name all five colors of the Olympic rings, please.
Oh, okay, so it's all the colors that are... All right, so black.
Thank you.
And then I think the primary colors. So we've got red, yellow, red, yellow, green, and blue?
Woo! Order is restored.
You get the gold.
Kennedy got all five. It's been a week.
Great job, Kennedy.
It's been a week. Yeah, very nice job. Unfortunately, though, with Kendra, with Kennedy getting more right than you, that means you don't get the cash. But we really do appreciate you being a part of our show. Seriously, thank you so much. We're glad to have you here from Oklahoma.
Well, thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kendra, and I am not able to be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Kennedy. Kennedy,
you can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Shannon from Methuen.
Hi, Shannon.
Hey, Kennedy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Shannon is on her way to the duck boats. Are you going? Are you taking a duck boat tour?
We are. I'm with my whole fam. Going to the duck boats. We've never been before, even though I've lived here my whole life, my whole 39 years.
I was going to say, is somebody from out of town visiting, or are you guys just doing it to do it?
No, just doing it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just doing it.
All right, who all do you have with you? Let's hear. Shout out your family real quick.
Yeah, we got my husband Ryan.
Hey, good morning.
Lucy,
hi.
Emily, hi.
Got the whole crew. I love it. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure thing. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Thankfully, producer Dan is back.
Yes.
Intern Mac is not allowed to make questions anymore. and Sal has promoted him. I he's going to be working in corporate somewhere. He's now wearing a suit and tie to work.
I heard you guys had a week.
And he walked in and said, pardon me, do you have any Grey Poupons?
Yes.
Here we go. Question number one. Deadpool and Wolverine opened with $205 million at the domestic box office, making it the eighth biggest opening of all time. It also set the record for the biggest opening of an R-rated movie. Who plays Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds.
Guy Fieri's son shared a rare look at his dad without his spiky hairs from a family trip on the lake. Name the Guy Fieri TV show in which he travels the country going to various hole-in-the-wall establishments.
Oh, what is it? What is it? Diners. Say it. What? Diners. Diners and Drive-Ins.
Can you string that together one more time?
I don't know if I can give her credit for that one, Dan.
Drive-ins, divers, and dimes? No.
Question number three. Josh Hartnett says he left Hollywood for a year due to stalkers, including one with a gun. In 2023, Josh Hartnett, am I saying that? Hartnett?
Josh Hartnett, yeah.
Hartnett, yeah. Played nuclear physicist Ernest Lawrence in one of the biggest blockbusters of the year. Name the movie.
I don't think we know that one.
All right. Question number four. Lady Gaga is engaged to her longtime boyfriend, tech entrepreneur Michael Polanski. She's 38. He's 46. What is Lady Gaga's real first name?
It's not Lady.
I know it's not Lady. I know this, though. Stephanie?
Question number five. Justin Timberlake's lawyers say Justin was not intoxicated during last month's DUI arrest. Justin will appear virtually in court on Friday. Which famous line did Timberlake utter to the cop when he was getting arrested?
I plead the fifth.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Just a heads up, too. In about 12 minutes, you're going to hear a wonderful interview with one of the duck boat operators. What did he call himself, Kennedy?
A conductor.
A conductor.
Oh, a conductor.
Yeah, he'll be inside the Good Vibe Tribe coming up at 9 o'clock. Don't miss that. Kennedy, welcome back. Shannon got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Yep. These are hard. I mean, they're not intern Mac hard, but they are hard. Question number one, Kennedy. Deadpool and Wolverine opened with $205 million at the domestic box office, making it the 8th biggest opening of all time. It also set the record for the biggest opening for an R-rated movie. Who plays Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds.
Tied at one. Guy Fieri's son shared a rare look at his dad without his spiky hair. It's from a family trip to the lake. Name the Guy Fieri TV show in which he travels the country going to various hole-in-the-wall establishments.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. So close, Shannon. 2-1.
We were close.
You said some of those words.
You did. Just not. Yeah, Question number three. Josh Hartnett says he left Hollywood for a year due to stalkers, including one with a gun. In 2023, he played nuclear physicist Ernie Lawrence in one of the biggest blockbusters of the year. Name the movie.
Josh Hartnett. I don't know.
It was not Barbie. It was Oppenheimer. 2-1. Question number four. Lady Gaga is engaged to her longtime boyfriend, tech entrepreneur Michael Polanski. She's 38. He's 46. What is Lady Gaga's real first name?
Stephanie
with an I. An F. 3-2. Question number five. Timberlake's lawyer says Justin was not intoxicated during last month's DUI arrest, and he will appear virtually in court on Friday. How do I get into that Zoom? I'd like to watch that. Which famous line did Timberlake utter to the cop when he was getting arrested?
This is going to ruin the tour.
What tour? The world tour. Such a funny line. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy. Shannon, you don't get the cash. However, you're not leaving empty-handed. You just won yourself 4 tickets to see Def Leppard and Journey August 5th at Fenway Park, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market.
Oh, let's go.
Perfecting the art of...
Duck boats and Def Leppard?
Thank you.
You definitely got to take the kids, too. You got to introduce the kids to Journey and Def Leppard.
We won't stop believing.
Did she just drop a dad joke
played.
On us?
Well played.
Pretty good. Shannon, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Shannon.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Lucy.
I'm Emily.
And we can't beat Kennedy.
Great job, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.